from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Irma carries on. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida are dealing with heavy rains and high winds as Hurricane Irma makes its way north through the state. It has weakened with maximum sustained winds now at 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area and also spoke to the nation.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean and virtually flattened some islands, including Barbuda, once a British colony. UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson speaks about the help on the way to the region.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in there. You've got 500 UK troops in the region now. As I speak, we've got, I think, more than 50 British police going on their way to the British Virgin Islands and other places.
The U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen to 35. The U.N. humanitarian agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. The United Nations Security Council will debate today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. This resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. Pakistani police say gunmen in Baluchistan province have killed four members of the Hazara community, that's a Shiite minority group. The victims were traveling in a vehicle on the road between Quetta and the Afghan border. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Hazara community has long been a target of Sunni militants. Hazaras reside in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. Not immediately clear where these particular victims lived. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected by the government as the number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has risen to nearly 300,000. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslims.
The latest round of violence has left 400 people dead. President Trump is preparing to preside over his first 9/11 commemoration since taking office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airplanes into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now, the remembrance is scheduled for about the time the first plane struck the Trade Center. Vice President Mike Pence will represent the administration at an observance at the 9/11 Memorial site in Shanksville. Pope Francis called for an end to political violence in Venezuela, appealed for an end to modern forms of slavery, and called on all Colombians to embrace reconciliation as the country tries to come out from under 50 years of conflict between the government and leftist rebels. Father Thomas Rozica of Canada's Salt and Light Television also advises the Vatican on the Pope's foreign visits.
This was a profoundly moving visit. It was successful on many levels. I think the Pope went to Colombia with a very specific mission to confirm the peace process that's underway, to recognize its fragility, and to let the Colombian people know that every one of them has a hand in making this successful, making this work.
Before ending his five-day visit to Colombia, the Pope celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people. The death toll from the massive earthquake that rocked southern Mexico has risen to at least 90, with most of the fatalities occurring in Oaxaca State. Powerful 8.2 magnitude quake struck off Mexico's far southern Pacific coast just before midnight on Thursday. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.